Malachim Beis Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Dalad. We are telling the wonders of the great King Chizkiah, one of the greatest kings of all of Yehuda in its entire history. The son of a wicked man, Achaz, Chizkiah was nevertheless a great man, who hasir es habamos. He removed the bamos, the private altars that so many people use to make sacrifices to Avodah Zarah, sometimes to God, but not going to the Beis HaMikdash, the Shibar es HaMatzevos, and he smashed the monuments. Now, bamos had been allowed, as we know, we've mentioned this several times, up until the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and then you couldn't use a bama anymore, but the Jewish people had gotten so used to having a private shtibel in the backyard that they were reluctant to give it up when the time came. So for most of the period of the first Beis HaMikdash, they continued to build altars and sacrifice on them in private. Even during righteous kings, the bamos were tolerated. It was not considered a serious offense as long as they were serving God with them and not Avodah Zarah. But the kings are going to be held responsible for the bamos. Rak habamos lo saru, it said again and again and again by so many of the malachim that we have seen. But now Chizkiah gets rid of the bamos. Who hasir es habamos? Who hasir es habamos? No other king had managed it. So he gets tremendous credit in this pasuk for doing something that had taken generations to accomplish. And him, the son of a father who encouraged actual open Avodah Zarah and the erection of monuments, which had not been practiced under the previous kings of Yehuda before. And these Chizkiyahu destroyed as well. Not only that, but he did a tremendous job on behalf of his own father. The Gemara tells us that when Achaz died, Chizkiyah did him an unbelievable tova by denying Achaz a state funeral and instead dragging his body behind the chariot among the dogs. It was a very radical thing to do because a king always got a respectful funeral, lying in state or what have you. But Chizkiah said, my father needs a kapara for his many averos, so I'm going to, at the ripe old age of 25, dishonor him in order to honor him and save him from his own wickedness. And the Sanhedrin approved. We know that Chizkiah did several things, the Gemara says, and the Sanhedrin approved them. Chizkiah did other things, and the Sanhedrin did not approve them. But they thought this was a tremendous act by the king. They didn't advise him to do it. Nobody could be chutzpahdik enough to advise the king to dishonor his father's body and rectify the corruption he had caused. But nevertheless, they certainly approved it and thought he was starting on the right foot. He broke the matzevos, the monuments, Becharas es ha'asherah, and he cut down the asherah trees. So he's going after any of the male fertility idols. He's going after the female fertility objects. And furthermore, an object that one wouldn't even consider Avodah Zarah, he went after. V'chitas nechash ha'nechoshes asher asa Moshe. And he also crushed, he destroyed the copper serpent that Moshe had made back in the Midbar. There was a situation in the Midbar. Hashem explicitly commanded Moshe. The Jewish people were being bitten by burning snakes in the desert because of their latest chutzpah against Moshe and or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe was commanded to make a snake out of copper, hold it up above on a pole so the people would look upwards towards directing their attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they did, they were cured. The snake itself was not an object of healing. It was what the snake signified that was the object of healing. But they kept it as a memorial of the nace, even though it didn't serve any purpose. It was a relic, like the staff of Aaron and the jar of the Mun. Not souvenirs, but testimony to the great miracles. But unlike the staff of Aaron and the jar of the Mun, the Nechash HaNechoshes became Ki Ad Hayamim Hohema HaYuvenei Yisrael Mekatrim Lo. The Jewish people, shortly after that, or maybe longly after that, up until those days of Chizkiah, had begun to worship the copper snake and been burning incense to it. They turned it into an Avodah Zarah, and they were committing idolatry, not thinking about God, but thinking about worldly intermediaries with God. Many of the Rishonim say that Klal Yisrael was never that dedicated to Avodah Zarah, but they saw Avodah Zarah as an intermediary stage. Certainly the golden calves that we talked about by Yeravam and the original golden calf by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ela Elohecha Yisrael. Not that the calf is a god, but that it's going to mediate between you and God. Klal Yisrael is still scared out of their bones by what happened with the first two of the great Aseres HaDibros. When Hashem spoke them out, it was overwhelming for the mortal mind to take. So an intermediary seemed like a good idea, which of course it's not. Vayikra lo Nechushtan. And they called this snake pole Nechushtan. They gave it its own name. Lashon Bizayon. So Rashi says, that's after they crushed it. After they crushed it, they said, it's not a Nachash, it's a Nechushtan. What is it? It's only Nechoshes. It's a Nachash, yes, but it's Nechoshes copper. All it is just a copper object. How could you worship such a thing? So all of the Mefarshim seem to be in agreement. The idea that the rest of Klal Yisrael now, under Chizkiah, is despising the idea of doing Avodah Zarah rather than continuing it. So that's also the beginnings of him destroying Avodah Zarah across the width and breadth of the Jewish nation, an accomplishment that no king of Yehuda has ever been capable of before. But Chizkiah HaMelech, he's the one who is going to make it happen. Now, this is going to have political consequences as well, because as the Jewish people become more and more dedicated to Hashem and His Torah and the Jewish heritage and national unity, what Chizkiah is also doing is taking them away from Assyria. It's a challenge to our political overlords. And so the Assyrians, Ashur, is going to be very, very upset, including their new king, Sargon II, who is going to be rather put out that what he thought was one of his vassals is no longer being loyal. So more about Chizkiah's positive accomplishments with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Chizkiah's challenge with Ashur.